1700 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. That's the scene at France's Normandy region, specifically the beach codenamed Utah, one of five landing zones during the Allied invasion of Europe 80 years ago today that began the liberation of the continent from Nazi tyranny. President Biden is there for the commemoration. It comes as French authorities arrest a Russian-Ukrainian man.
It was Monday night at a hotel near Charles de Gaulle Airport when firefighters responded to a man with burns. That led to a search and the discovery of products used to make explosive devices. The man, now in custody, is a Russian-Ukrainian national, according to French anti-terror authorities. U.S. officials briefed say the man's currently suspected of participating in a terrorist conspiracy and bomb plot.
ABC's Brian Clark. YouTube has agreed to prohibit videos showing how to remove safety devices from certain guns and restrict videos showing users how to make so-called ghost guns. This is ABC News. Jurors in Hunter Biden's trial got the lurid details on Wednesday.
Kathleen Buell, Hunter's ex-wife, avoided looking at her husband of 25 years and in a soft and halting voice told jurors about the day in 2015 she discovered he was using crack. "I found a crack pipe in an ashtray on the side porch of our home," she said. Buell told jurors she could tell when Hunter was using because he was not himself. He was angry and short-tempered. But that marriage was over years before Hunter filled out his gun background check in 2018. Cross-examination revealing that Buell knew little of where Hunter was or what he was doing then.
ABC's Terry Moran. Tales of our angry society. Mark Grassanti's days as a judge in Buffalo, New York appear to be over. He'd already been censured after being seen on video shoving a police officer during a brawl with neighbors. He was waiting to be reappointed after his term on the Court of Claims expired, but Grassanti's name did not appear on the list of judicial nominees, so he's done. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The warden at the maximum security state prison in Waupun is facing up to 3.5 years in prison. Randall Happ is charged with felony misconduct after an investigation into four inmate deaths. Eight other people have been charged as well. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt spoke in a press conference Wednesday about making changes to Wisconsin's prison system.
I would ask, why not? One new prison could replace two prisons, or two renovated prisons would be much better than what we have now.
An internal Department of Corrections investigation is ongoing. Parents and teachers of Southside Elementary School in Madison are calling for the removal of their principal and assistant principal. An 18-page letter of complaint was sent to the Madison School District on Tuesday. Parents assert that school administrators don't listen to them. They also claim school leaders ignore bullying and punish black and brown students disproportionately. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Phillies' pitching in the series was outstanding.
Their pitching staff, I mean, gosh, those three starters threw great against us. We didn't score. Thrown out at the plate three times. Bang, bang, all of them. You know what I mean? So it's turns the game when they're 1 and 2 run games like that.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers, even some rumbles of thunder here in the overnight. Upper 50s by daybreak. West winds on the breezy side. In fact, that breeze stays up on Thursday. More showers developing in the afternoon. Increasing clouds with highs reaching the middle 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it's day four of Biden's top 100. We'll be joined by Isabella Devan. We'll be talking about how monopolies steal money from you and what Joe Biden is doing about
it. The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. So one of the great and thought-provoking albums of all times was I Think We're All Bozos on This Bus, 1971, the Fireside Theater. My dear old buddy Phil Proctor and his three brilliant colleagues in the Fireside Theater put together this album where an average American, Clem, goes to visit the Future Fair, and there's the president, talking to people, and he's a hologram, of course, and basically, as you go through the show, you get it that, most everything is holograms, or there's certainly a lot of them, and it's all being run by a giant AI, a giant artificial intelligence. This is now beyond the realm of weird possibility, A couple of months ago, for example, a parent in one of Facebook's larger groups for raising gifted kids asked if anybody had any experience raising 2E children, which is both gifted and disabled. And before a human could reply, Meta's AI chatbot answered saying, quote, "I have a child who is also 2E and has been part of the New York City C&T program. We've had a positive experience with the citywide program, specifically with the program at the Anderson School. The teachers and staff were knowledgeable and supportive of my child's unique needs and abilities." And it goes on from there. And, I mean, this is an AI, right? And if it hadn't been labeled as Meta's chatbot, this woman would have thought she was talking to another person who's had a child in the local New York City school district and might have made life-altering decisions for her child, not realizing that she wasn't talking to another human being who had, good intentions and actual experience. So, I mean, we're there, right? The time when it's possible for an AI to imitate a human being so successfully that you can't tell it's not another human being is here. I've been using the Perplexity.ai search engine now for a couple of months. I just love it. You have to pay for it. It's not real expensive, but it's incredible. And I have conversations with this thing. And I'll say, hey, give me the information on thus and so, and they'll give me a bunch of things. And yesterday, one of them, it said, "Here's the information here," and I couldn't find the information there. I said, "I can't find the information." And it replied saying, "Oh, I'm so very sorry. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have given you that. Here's another one." I mean, it was like I'm having a conversation with a person. So anyway, we're here. So now imagine that, a supercomputer, an AI supercomputer, is imitating a million people or hundreds of thousands of people on social media pretending that they're humans, pretending that they're Americans, in fact, and trying to convince you that Joe Biden's a terrible president and you should vote for Donald Trump. This is already happening. This is not a hypothetical concern. Last year, Microsoft discovered China was using deepfakes and human-seeming posts on social media and claiming that the fires in Maui in 2023 were started by the U.S. government. It appears to have been a test run for this fall, and the NSA has already identified AI-generated content pushing Trump and trashing Biden. CNN reported it at an exercise at the White House Situation Room last December in preparation for the election. Senior U.S. officials wrestled with how to respond to a scenario where Chinese operatives create a fake AI-generated video depicting a Senate candidate destroying ballots, as CNN has previously reported. The British Institute for Strategic Dialogue reports that China is already interfering in the 2024 election on Donald Trump's behalf. One of the bots, for example, one of the thousands of bots that China has deployed, his account says, "Good morning, patriots. I'm 48 years old and passionately and loyally supporting President Trump. He lives in Los Angeles." No, he's actually a Chinese bot. And one of his posts claiming that Biden and the CIA were sending American neo-Nazis into Ukraine to fight against Russia was retweeted both by RT and Alex Jones, and it reached tens of millions of American users. As the Voice of America reported, researchers said the network that this one fake account is part of is tied to individuals associated with Chinese law enforcement and has been active across thousands of accounts and more than 50 platforms and forums, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and X. I mean, we all know what happened in 2016 with the Internet Research Agency, where Putin had hundreds of people investing hundreds of thousands of man hours. They would go silent during Russian holidays, but they were pretending to be Americans, mostly on Facebook, but also on Twitter and in other venues, trash talking Hillary Clinton and promoting Donald Trump. And they were targeting American voters in six specific states, the swing states. And in all probability, that Russian effort put Trump in the White House. It's why Trump was so shocked when he won. He didn't even have a speech prepared. He expected to lose. They had already, Roger Stone had already reserved a website for Stop the Steal. They were gonna run their 2020 scam in 2016, but Russia helped them get the election with the Internet Research Agency. Well, now they don't need 100 people working 24-hour shifts. They can do it with one supercomputer that's programmed for AI, and we'll never know the difference. And now both Meta, Facebook, and X, the old Twitter, have fired most of their people whose jobs was to detect these kind of bots. So what I'm saying, and by the way, there's an open revolt going on over at OpenAI, the people who run ChatGPT, by their safety people who are really, really upset. Several of them have quit, and now they're going out and speaking publicly in defiance of their non-disclosure agreements. The headline at Drudge yesterday was, this was last night, I don't know if it still is. In fact, I should just check real quick. No, it's not. The headline last night at Drudge was, OpenAI insiders warn of reckless race for dominance, probability AI will destroy humanity 70%. This fall is going to be the big test of this new internet. This internet that is now increasingly populated by, and soon, I believe, will be dominated by artificial intelligence. And it could well lead to disaster. And one of the early disasters that it could produce is the election of Donald Trump this fall. So pay attention to this. Republicans, by the way, are committed to preventing any kind of legislative action around this issue. They're blocking any effort to regulate AI. So we're all going to be bozos on this giant experimental bus this fall. Forewarned is forearmed. Meanwhile, in the United States Senate, Democrats are preparing to put on the floor for a vote a piece of legislation that would simply say women in America have the right to use birth control. That's it. I mean, the language is a little more flowery than that, but that's the essence of it. It doesn't talk about abortion. It doesn't talk about morning after pills, which are not abortifacients, by the way. Morning after pills prevent implantation. They prevent fertilization, actually. Doesn't talk about IUDs, which prevent implantation. It doesn't talk about any of that stuff. It just says women have the right to birth control in the United States. Condoms, birth control pills, I guess that would be it, IUDs. And
It's going to be real interesting. Keep an eye on this. This, you know, this vote is probably going to happen in the next 2 or 3 hours, maybe 4 hours. And it's going to be, it's going to tell us an awful lot about what's going on with the GOP right now. Republican, and let me just give you some examples. This is from Lauren Weber over in the Washington Post yesterday. Republican lawmakers in Missouri blocked a bill to widen access to birth control pills by falsely claiming they induce abortions. An anti-abortion group in Louisiana killed legislation to enshrine a right to birth control by inaccurately equating emergency contraception with abortion drugs. An Idaho think tank focused on biblical activism is pushing state legislators to ban access to emergency contraception and IUDs by mislabeling them as abortifacients. The personhood movement to endow an embryo with human rights has animated the debate around in vitro fertilization. I mean, this is what's going on right now. The Republicans, she goes on to note, Republicans in at least 17 states have blocked largely Democratic-led attempts to pass laws assuring the right to birth control since 2022. Most recently, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, Republican, vetoed a bill meant to ensure access to contraceptives. He said, I'm loath to trample on the religious freedoms of Virginians. Right. And Trump recently said on TV that he's open to restricting access to contraception. So we're going to have this vote tonight. In Missouri, State Representative Tara Peters said she was shocked when the bill she co-sponsored to allow women to pick up a year's worth of birth control pills. Right now, typically, you can only get 30 days or 90 days from your pharmacy. She just wanted to make it easy for women. You can get a year's worth. I mean, these aren't things that you can overdose on, right? You don't. You could take a year's worth of birth control pills, and your body will just say, yeah, my hormones are off for a day or two, apparently. So anyhow, she co-sponsored this legislation. It was blocked by Republicans because it had to do with birth control pills. She said, and I quote, this is what the Missouri State Representative Tara Peters, she said, it was Republican men. It surprises me that the ones who know nothing about these types of things are the ones who are making the decisions. And, you know, the fact is most Americans don't understand the difference between birth control pills. Well, they don't know how IUDs work. They don't know how birth control pills work. They don't know how morning after pills work. None of them produce abortions, by the way. And they don't know how the actual, like mifepristone, the drugs that actually do produce abortion, how they work. And they have horrible misconceptions about how safe they may be. Mifepristone has a higher safety profile than aspirin does. So we got some work to do. You know, Jessica called earlier about this, you know, was very upset about how the Republicans are. And she made the point, and I think it's worth amplifying. I didn't know this until Jessica told me, and I searched it while we were on the air, and sure enough, that if a woman takes birth control pills throughout her life, her risk of getting uterine cancer or ovarian cancer is one or the other. I'd have to, let me go back and look. Ovarian cancer. Her risk of getting ovarian cancer is reduced by up to 50%. And Jessica, who has ovarian cancer in her family, says that, you know, she was told by her physician that it was an 80% reduction in risk because it's in her family. I mean, this is real stuff. We're talking life and death issues for women, and Republicans are playing politics around it, playing footsie with these religious whack jobs.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So, real quickly, how criminal is this guy Trump? I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and I'll be picking up your calls. Stay with us.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even at access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Welcome back. Richard Hine publishes a newsletter over on Ghost, titled Unprecedented, to which I subscribe. And his most recent post was called Felonious Trump. And I wanted to share with you some of the points that he makes, because this is the stuff we need to memorize. These are the talking points we need to share with our friends and neighbors. And this is such a nice, tight, succinct summary of it. Trump led a conspiracy to overturn the 2016 election. He incited a violent erection. Insurrection. Maybe it was a violent erection. No, apparently not, according to Stormy Daniels. Anyhow, he stole classified documents, hid them by a toilet, and refused to give them back when asked. I'm thinking porn stars here. Trump has also been named as an unindicted co-conspirator in election interference cases in Arizona and Michigan. And then this is where Richard really knocks it out of the park. He says he's a self-confessed sex predator and adjudicated rapist
and a longtime Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein associate. A judge said the jury concluded that Trump committed rape, quote, as many people commonly understand the word rape. And a second jury also found him liable. He is a business fraud who is currently banned from doing business in New York. He was fined $355 million plus interest, which is a total of $450 million, and barred from running a business in New York for 3 years. He was a money launderer with ties to organized crime. From the minute the Trump Taj Mahal Casino opened in New Jersey in 1990, it was breaking U.S. anti-money laundering rules. According to a 1998 settlement agreement with the IRS, Trump admitted to breaking those rules 106 times in his first year and a half of operations. The casino paid a $478,000 fine in 1998. It even got worse from there. In 2015, Trump's Taj Mahal Casino was fined $10 million by the U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network and admitted to, quote, willful and repeated, end quote, violations of the Banking Secrecy Act. He was laundering money for Russian oligarchs. This is why the Russians love him. Reporters, including David K. Johnston and the late Wayne Barrett, have extensively chronicled Trump's social and business dealings with mobsters and other criminals. During a 2004 panel on the Museum of Television and Radio in Los Angeles, Trump said he had resisted the first offer to appear on The Apprentice because, quote, you know, mobsters don't like, as they're talking to me, having cameras all over the room. It would play well on television, but it doesn't play well with the mobsters. In other words, he's bragging about the fact that he's friends with these, you know, organized crime. He's a con artist who paid a $25 million fine for operating a fake university. War widows and seniors were the main targets who were his victims for his fake university. He charged $34,995 for the gold elite package. Salespeople were told, if they complain about price, the price, remind them Trump is the best. None of the materials used in the fake university were created by Trump or even reviewed by Trump. They were just generic stuff on how to sell real estate. He's a charity thief who paid a $2 million fine for a foundation that was shuttered because he stole from it. Before running for president, he famously worked with his son, Eric, to steal more than $400,000 from children with cancer. He raised $2.8 million in 2016 for U.S. veterans and then kept the money himself. He was ordered to pay $2 million each to eight different charities. His two sons and daughter had to take mandatory court-ordered training in how not to steal from charities. Trump is a racist, a rapist, he's lazy and a liar, he's a thief, a money launderer, a fraud, and a con artist. He's a coward who mocks veterans, steals from them. He's used his fame to exploit his fans. He's stolen from war widows, seniors, and even kids with cancer.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
On top of that, he's an immoral and disgusting slob who cheats on his wives and pretends to be tough but gets weaker and weaker and whinier every day.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. First, dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it just all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge and it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which actually destroys a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use, which is why I love feeding Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. What's on your mind today? Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hi there.
Say, I'm about the fourth or fifth person that is concerned about the Democratic Party not getting out there the way the Republicans are. And I'm worried about the leadership, the DCCC, not organizing, not sending money down out in the field to organize like we used to have before COVID. It was such a fun time, and it was such a tight-knit group, and the Republicans are organizing, and they love getting together, and who doesn't? But we aren't doing that. They aren't organizing from the top down. I remember when we would send out calls, volunteers would send out calls and see what the numbers were in our area. Mm-hmm. And they would call those numbers into Chicago. And David Plouffe would then put that all to crunch the numbers and move people around and money around. And we're over COVID now. It'd be nice if we got together and created some of that camaraderie that the Republicans are good at doing.
Right.
We are so lacking that even the Republicans of the Lincoln Project is putting out ads against Trump. I mean, they see how needy we are for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we aren't organizing locally and gathering and building a steam and I'll say courage, you know, to get out there together and friendships. And even the senators and congressmen, they aren't doing anything. Why don't they get out and have coffees in town halls?
Yeah.
I just see it's just so dead. It's just we hear about all the awful things they have planned for us, and it's frightening, but we don't see any counterpunch to it all. Where any protection?
Well, you mentioned the DCCC, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Did you mean the DNC, the Democratic National Committee?
Okay, that could be.
Okay.
Maybe I got my letters wrong.
Yeah.
Are
you involved with your local Democratic Party, Diane?
I was.
Yeah.
I was, but I haven't heard a thing. I mean, it's quiet. It's crickets. And it makes you feel it's a frightening feeling when you know what they have planned and you have no way to, you know, there's just no outreach. They should be contacting everybody, every Democrat. And
I
agree. The long sheets that where we would call and say, are you likely to vote, blah, 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 and we'd identify the Democrats?
Right.
I mean,
scripts,
that's where you get your, canvassing. Mm-hmm. And this is where you drum up your contacts and build your team. And, you know, we used to have rallies, and all they had to do was call in the list, and we'd show up wherever in, you know, like governmental properties and things, you know, in town, and show force and show spirit and power against all of this. But I don't know. We just seem to be whimpering in our corner, and they're telling us all these awful things, but we have no way of fighting it in group.
Well, here's what I'm going to do,
and
Diane. I'm going to, when Sean's off this week, and Jeremy's running the board right now, but, you know, Sean usually books our guests, and she knows Jamie Harrison personally. And I'm going to ask her to reach out to him and get him back on the program, and we'll have a conversation with the head of the DNC and find out what's going on. Is that all right?
It just doesn't feel like there's the old time organizing like we used to have.
Yeah.
There is no energy, no momentum.
No, the Obama campaign really had their act together in that regard.
They were extraordinary. Did.
As did the Clinton campaign. Their first time around.
Why can't we follow it? I mean, the design is there.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know that it's not, you know, that they don't have their act together. I can't say for sure that they don't, but I keep hearing these anecdotal reports like yours that are alarming. So we'll try to get Jamie Harrison on and find out what's going on. I'm in Michigan.
We're vital, and yeah. I'm hearing nothing.
Yeah, okay. Would you do me a favor and just reach out to your Ann Arbor Democrats there and then call us back in a week or two or, you know, whenever they get back to you and report back on what they're doing and you know, what you think?
What they have planned? Because we used to be a tight-knit group. We hung out at a orthodontics office, and that was our meeting place to call out to people. Huh. And it was really good because you would just do it all together.
Reach out to them and find out what's going on and let me know, would you?
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot,
okay,
Diane.
We'll
good talking to you. Mark in Waco, Texas. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Bob. Nice talking to you.
Tom, actually. That's fine.
I am running for Congress in Waco, Texas.
Okay.
And I think we might have talked before, but the reason I'm calling is I saw a documentary about Robert Mercer and Cambridge Analytics.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite scary.
Yeah, that was one of the main ways that Trump got the 2016 election and the Brexit got pushed through the UK.
That's just all about the propaganda, social media, and influence.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't heard you talk about it before. Maybe you have, but I just thought that was an interesting topic. This documentary was very detailed.
No, I've seen it, and if we're talking about the same one, and it's pretty shocking, and. You know, it's the one where that woman is the whistleblower, basically, and she's telling much of the story.
A little bit.
I'm forgetting her name. I'm sorry. And then there's also a young man who, as I recall, had kind of, you know, punk hair. You know, it was colored blue or something like that. And they were just, you know, it was just astonishing. The good news is that Cambridge Analytica no longer exists. The bad news is that they laid out a blueprint, a template that can be, you know, replicated and imitated and could be put on steroids with artificial intelligence, which is what I fully expect is going to be happening this fall. So we'll see how it plays out. Mark, thanks a lot for the call. Steve in Antioch, California. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me all right?
Sure. Just fine.
I want to direct your attention to an article in the current Atlantic. It's called "The Near Future of Deepfakes Just Got Way Clearer. India's election was ripe for a crisis of AI misinformation. It didn't happen." The article is written by Nilesh Christopher. I was fascinated to read it this morning. Apparently, all political parties in the recent Indian elections used artificial intelligence and deep fakes, and it appears to have had little to no impact on the outcome of the election.
Is that because all of them using it leveled the playing field, or is that because people didn't take it seriously because it's not yet sophisticated enough to truly fool people?
The article claims that it leveled the playing field for all parties. For instance, the newly reelected prime minister or president Modi, he only speaks a few of the 20 or 30 languages, but by using deepfake AI, he was able to address all the language groups in his constituency, which is the whole country.
Right.
And apparently all the parties did that. They all have their own IT departments, and they all use both video and audible and text-based AI.
Right.
And it appears that even though India, you know, India is a kind of schizophrenic in the sense that you have a highly educated technical group of the world's best software engineers with a billion people who don't even know how to use a Mac or a Windows computer.
Or in many cases, don't even have electricity.
Exactly. But they do use smartphones of all types.
Yeah.
And apparently there were all the ordinary voters were fully prepared for AI to be used in the election. So when they heard a voice arguing a political point, they either accepted it or discounted it based upon their pre-existing political alliance. They didn't really get swayed one way or the other.
Right.
And I think that's going to be true here. If you love Donald Trump, you're going to be open to hearing his praises, whether from a human or from AI, and vice versa. If you are a liberal Democrat, you're going to appreciate messages from Biden, even fake Biden right. messages, as long as the messages are consistent with our principles.
Yeah.
Now, I know that, I think it was New Hampshire, they just outlawed deepfake, political deepfake, because someone was using Biden's voice to call and give misinformation.
That's correct.
So I think we have to be really strong against misinformation. But it seems to me that...
But it sounds like in India, they weren't promoting lies and misinformation. They were simply basically translating.
Yes.
Which,
they
is,
were
which
translating
is not as pernicious.
And also amplify,
yeah.
They were amplifying the party's talk.
No, I get that, but they weren't lying. That's interesting. Steve, I'll have to check
Hartman.
It out. Thank you.
Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Well, stick around. We'll be right back. Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com, makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep. Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. And I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. Right now, I can get you an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. That's all it takes. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter the promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. And after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Beachside Bill in Orlando. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope all's well. I just want to reflect back 56 years ago today when Robert F. Kennedy Sr. was assassinated. And I'll never forget, I was 9 years old at the time, and the trauma from Martin Luther King a couple months earlier. Just, yeah, I remember the feelings I had. And I was, it just, and I know you're a little older than me, and we've reflected on it before, but I just thought I'd bring that up because it just, you know, look, it led into Chicago and the riots and all that. So yeah. Hopefully that'll never happen again. But history, hopefully that'll never happen. I just wanted to reflect on that. What do you think? I just wanted to.
Was today the anniversary of his assassination?
Yeah, June 5th. Or was it June 4th? Wow. June 5th. I thought I read today. Yeah, June 5th, 1968. Yeah. Sirhan.
Nate,
yeah.
I don't know if we cut a clip of the real Bobby Kennedy yesterday or the day before to use in a fundraiser. And if you've got that, Nate, could you maybe bring it up and let's just real quickly play a little bit of that, maybe the first 30 or 40 seconds or the first minute of it. If you could do that right now. Okay, Nate says 2 seconds. This is a pretty amazing clip of Bobby Kennedy. If we've got it here. Here we go. Hang on just a second. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta bring up the audio here. I'm not hearing the audio. Yeah, okay, we can't do that. Bill, thanks a lot for the call. Bob in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just want to say hi to Beachside Bill over there in Orlando. And actually, Melbourne is the beachside. Orlando's a little landlocked.
You're right.
You had a caller a little bit ago talking about volunteering for the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And how they just don't seem to be very cogent into their approach to the election this year. I have volunteered here in Melbourne, in Brevard County. I have volunteered over a half a dozen times to work for the Democratic Party. I have volunteered to do just about anything. I'm retired. I have nothing else to do, and the only thing I get from them is emails asking for money.
Really?
That's it.
Did you ever show up in person?
Yeah, I've been to their offices four different times.
Wow.
Now, I was a clerical operations specialist in the military. Mm. I can do data entry. I can do, you name it, files, anything that they want to do. I've volunteered for every position that they have, and I don't get anybody. I cannot dynamite them on their chair.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if anybody else, it's just like, huh? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
They need to wake up and figure out what's going on. Bob, thanks.
And it's what the hell's going on? Anyway, yeah,
I'm with you.
Thanks a lot for letting me vent.
You're welcome, Bob. Thanks for the report. You know, hopefully we can bring it up. Thank you. Ken in La Center, Washington. Ken, I got 30 seconds here. You got a quick one?
Yeah, Tom, on the viability of fetus, I just want to say that if a woman has a tumor and it's cut out and put in the pitcher dish, it's, it's not like a separate living entity in the same sense. Once once the umbilical cord is cut, that's the point at which the fetus becomes something that's not an extension of the woman's body.
What does this have to do with anything, Ken? What's the point you're trying to make?
Well, this is the argument that, about viability and all that and when and,
Wow, okay. I don't get it, but Dee in Everett, Washington. Hey, Dee, I got a couple seconds if you want to make a quick point.
I just want to say Trump paid $150 million in golf games in his 4 years. In 80 days, he spent more than Obama did and President Obama did in 8 years, you know, family expense. Also, Trump hired undocumented workers and supplies them, his organization, and supplies them with fake green cards and Social Security card numbers. And you can just check with the Chicago Times, Rolling Stone, Fast Company.
Yeah.
Thank you. New York Times, they had an article how Trump and his associates are stealing America blind.
Yeah.
And remember when COVID, Trump donated PPEs to China when our nurses were wearing garbage bags and microwaving there.
You're right. And then his daughter got millions of dollars in patents from China. Dee, thank you for the call. Yeah, Trump is a one-man crime wave. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, every single one of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself, the people around you, and stay safe.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Johnny's off, so Shannon Cohen from the New Community Shelter sits in as my co-host. And we'll feature Jim Collar from the Fox Cities Experience Music Festival. He'll give us a rundown on all the music that will be featured in Menasha this weekend.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dan Van Lannen, Hobart Lawrence Police.
Man, I went to the Ostoff. It's a Saturday night, and I'm checking everything out, and I look, and there's Jimmy. And Jimmy's got this ice cream cone. Not a lot of cone, but a lot of ice cream, right, Jimmy? That thing was monstrous. Jimmy, where's the guy get
that?
Do you
have a picture?
I don't.
I did say that. Phenomenal.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.